Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Outside 97.3. Good morning, it's Sarah and Vinny. Tuesday. Hello, everyone. We have a secret show coming up. Oh my God, it's a week and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
No, not even a week and a half. It's next Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
It's 8 days away. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Right now, the first 10 callers starting with caller number 9. 800-400-3697. You have to be over 21 and you'll win your way into the Sarah and Vinny 21st birthday secret show pool party on June 28th. You have to be over 21. Call now, 800-400-3697. We're heading up to Sonoma, to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. This is our third year there. The place is magnificent. Yuzi and I were like getting all giddy this morning. Like, oh my God, we're going to have so much fun.
Let me see if I have this right. So Wednesday night is the Secret Show podcast recording.
Yep. And then the pool party.
And then we'll all head over to the pool, which is just a short walk away. And then, of course, I'll go to bed with my kid.
And your girlfriend, my husband, and all our buddies are going to have a freaking ball. And they'll come in and wake us up at about 2 a.m.
Right.
And then we'll be getting up at 5 for the show.
Right.
So it'll be...
And, okay, so then that's the timeline. And then Thursday morning, we'll do our morning show broadcast.
From 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Okay, good.
And that is open to the public. So if you are in the Sonoma area, or you want to make a trek out, or maybe you want to get a room at the Fairmont, however you want to wrangle it, that's open. That's a big tent right in the front of the entire resort. And you just come on in. We'd love to have you. We would certainly like some people to actually show up to our live broadcast. That'd be super fun. Because you know all the Secret Show revelers are going to be rolling in a little later.
Right.
I don't know. They're pretty good.
They are pretty good.
About rolling in.
They look pretty haggard.
They want to get their breakfast.
That's true. Yeah, there's the Fairmont does a wonderful breakfast, and it's going to be great. So Hooman is right now in the middle. Mm-hmm. We started with caller number 9. We'll take 10. And we have another chance at this coming up at 8. Your Bay Area Mazda dealers, the 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Pete's Coffee. Cool off this summer with a refreshingly bold and smooth cold brew. Pete's.
I love that stuff.
I know, you've said. Pete's, the original craft coffee.
And
whoa!
Crank it up!
What's happening?
You're gonna die! Die with your boots on it! You're gonna die! Gonna die! Listen! If you are gonna die, go big!
Party! I love this song!
I do too!
Just let it roll! Why are you talking? Oh!
Oh, you're killing it.
Wait,
you're gonna
die! Good part's coming! Turn it right back up!
I didn't pull the whole thing.
Yeah, you just pulled this. I just said, get me the part about
if you're gonna die. If you're gonna die.
Die with your boots on if you're gonna die.
Oh my God.
She wanted like 5 seconds. I pulled a whole minute.
I know.
And I didn't realize you want me to.
Well, I didn't know Vinny would be so into it. That's, it's such a good song.
What?
I don't know. I just thought you'd
be
happy to hear
a little
chunk.
Iron Maiden and that I'd just go, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Sounds good. Listen, if you're gonna die, die with your boots on.
Right.
Carrie Fisher had cocaine, opiates, ecstasy,
that's right, we're
and 5,000 other drugs in her system. This is a woman who, look, it's a sad story of an addict's life. But if you're going to die, die with your boots on.
She did, at the age of 60, seem to have fallen completely back into it.
Yep.
And what's weird, actually it's not weird, addicts know this.
Yep.
Sometimes at the height of success is when you find yourself right back where you'd
think you'd have it all figured out by then.
Because she just had been in the movie.
Yep.
She had more work ahead of her. And there she was in a tailspin again.
Yeah.
full.
Well, maybe it was old. And who knows if she ever, I don't even know. I mean, she suffered from mental illness her whole life. She, you
bipolar,
know.
Bipolar, right?
She, so who knows if she ever really completely stopped. I mean, she must have had some sober years in there because she did seem to get it back together.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and she did a bunch of work.
Yeah.
People who are on that much junk aren't getting work done.
Well, didn't they say she was a total cokehead in the Star Wars days,
yeah.
too?
Yeah, but that was...
She was so young at that point.
You know, Robin Williams used to do material about his coke days, and he... At first, it was fine. Mm. And then he was alone in a house, and every noise was someone trying to get into the house.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's where that goes, so...
So last Friday, the coroner revealed that Carrie Fisher died of several factors, including sleep apnea, heart disease, and drug use, but that no singular cause of death could be determined. So it's only part of the story. The full tox report's out now, and it says that Carrie had cocaine in her system, along with opiates and alcohol, when she went into cardiac arrest on that plane back in December. There were trace amounts of heroin, along with morphine, codeine, oxycodone, ecstasy. She was also a smoker, and the report also mentioned an antidepressant and an antihistamine. So it seems like a pretty insane cocktail, but it wasn't like she downed those things on the flight or just before the flight. Apparently, cocaine will stay in your body for up to 3 days, heroin for a little less than this. So in the last 2 to 3 days, she had for sure partaken.
Mm-hmm. Well, every junkie becomes this sort of mad scientist where they're always measuring in their own head what you'll need to get through this moment to the next moment and what you can get away with and what will get you up and get you down.
Right.
There's all that going on all the time.
Right.
And I think most people would agree, sometimes the stress of being a drunk or a junkie is worse than the problem itself.
Right.
Like just trying to manage...
While you're hiding it from your loved ones.
Right, that's it, too. Right. Most of these people in your life are suspicious of you already because mm-hmm. they know what you're up to. So
well, you've seen it happen before.
All your usual hiding spots, you got to go deeper.
Right. So just, you know, as a recommendation, go shallow the first round because, you know, if you go deep right when you get started with this thing and everyone finds out, then where are you going to go? So they're saying she had exposure to cocaine within 3 days of the flight. They're saying remote exposure to MDMA, ecstasy. I don't know what that means, remote exposure. Hmm. Like it was 2 weeks before? I have no idea. They also couldn't determine when she took the heroin, although it doesn't remain in your system as long as cocaine. So it was also within a couple of days of the flight. Carrie's brother Todd said, Todd, unfortunately, none of this was a surprise. If you want to know what killed her, it's all of it. Is what he had to say. Her daughter, Billie Lord, is on a show called Scream Queens, apparently. She's an actress, too. She's lovely, uh-huh. lovely girl. It was concluded that Fisher had taken drugs prior to her medical emergency. The coroner said the significance of that was not ascertained. In response to the findings, this Billie Lord, Carrie Fisher's daughter, says she hopes the circumstances contributing to her mother's death will be a valuable learning experience for others. Were you able to find these quotes or do I have them? Okay. My mom battled drug addiction and mental illness her entire life. She ultimately died of it. She was purposefully open in all of her work about the social stigma surrounding these diseases. She talked about the shame that torments people and their families confronted by these diseases. I know my mom, she'd want her death to encourage people to be open about their struggles, seek help, fight for government funding for mental health programs. Shame and those social stigmas are the enemies of progress to solutions and ultimately a cure. Love you, Mombi. That's what she called her. I guess she called Debbie Reynolds, who died the next day. Debbie Reynolds is Carrie Fisher's mom. And she had a stroke, right? The very next day. She used to call, Billie Lord, that's Billie's grandmother. She called Debbie Reynolds Abba Dabba. Huh. And anyway, that's the statement from Carrie Fisher's daughter. Terrible that she has to go through it. And you know, and the brother, too. You know, just like, we know all about it. It wasn't even a surprise.
Yeah, one of the things in her system was methadone,
Which is to get you off of heroin.
Well, that's, I'm not, yeah, I think it's one of the, but I also think it gets you high. I'm not sure about what methadone is, but I think you, I don't think you buy that on.
Right. Isn't that like from a clinic?
I think that's
yeah,
what
I thought you had to go in, like check in every morning and get your little shot.
I mean, what we know of it is probably from movies,
right.
So we don't really know.
That's what I know from Sid and Nancy. Well, and train spotting.
My aunt used to work. She used to be a counselor and drug counselor and all this other stuff. But she said, oh, there come those methadone people because they walk sideways. It's like they just, they can't, they don't have balance.
Oh.
So they'll like, you know, come walk in, get their shot, and they're still walking kind of sideways. I mean, sounds scary to me.
And I don't know if you mentioned it too, but she also had a ton of OxyContin.
Yeah, yeah.
In her system,
that was
which is
one of the million things listed.
Another drug that she shouldn't have been prescribed.
Right.
No one, no doctor who knows she's got a drug problem should be prescribing OxyContin. Because that is another, it's in the opiate family.
Yeah.
It's something she shouldn't have been.
It's the scariest thing to think that to battle pain. And listen, there are people out there who are living in pain, people with migraines, people with, you know, whatever, their back, where OxyContin can help. Unfortunately, it is completely addicted, and they blame abuse of prescription drugs on why the heroin world is so rampant right now, because it's you can't get Oxy anymore, and the doctor won't give, no, you can't have any more of this, the stuff that I've gotten you addicted to. And
right.
So they turn to street drugs.
Yep.
It's freaking horrible.
If I had to get any, and I may someday on this shoulder, if I had to get any surgery and had to do any kind of pain meds, I'd have to have them handed to my person, and my person would have to give them to me. Because,
you know,
I would junkie my way right through them.
Well, the problem is that even, you know, even if she's doling them out to you, they're still getting into you, and that awakens your little inner addict.
You're
like,
right.
It's actually a very scary prospect to be put on these painkillers.
You're absolutely right. And it's what, I think that's what Steven Tyler ended up.
Like he hurt himself again.
He had
again
foot
and,
surgery
right.
or something and ended
they
up
gave
back
him pain
on.
Pills and that's it. He was off the wagon.
Yep.
Here's more stories about people and their addictions. Although maybe this is just a guy who got drunk and was a bit of a mess. Miles Teller. He's an actor.
I don't know him.
He's gotten a few roles recently. You'd totally recognize him. And he's in, like, I think of him as being sort of in the Seth Rogen, Zac Efron club.
Was he in the drum movie?
He was. Wasn't he the star of the drum movie? What's that called?
What's the drum movie?
It's the one that...
It was excellent. I really loved it.
2 years ago, and the main guy, whose name of course escapes me, he won the acting Oscar for it. What the hell is it called? Stagma.
Drumline. Drum Time.
I don't think drum is in the title.
There was Swing. A movie called Drumline. I'm not...
Oh, maybe it is Drumline.
But I don't see that listed out on his credits.
Or he was like a really mean orchestra leader.
I see
leader.
A bunch of Divergent movies and Fantastic Four, Get right. a Job, War Dogs, Beat for This.
Keep reading. Keep
Thank
reading.
You for your service. Oh, that's this year, if that's not already out. 21 and Over, Project X. Whiplash.
Whiplash!
Okay,
it's Whiplash! It's Whiplash! Oh my God, it's Whiplash!
That was an excellent movie. Yeah. So, Hillman, did you review Whiplash?
Oh,
he stepped out.
Oh,
yeah.
Darn it.
No, he stepped back in.
I did not review Whiplash. Oh.
Did you like it?
I did not review it. I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
We should watch that someday.
You didn't watch it either?
No, I totally need to watch that movie. It seems like it would be right up my alley.
Oh, it's like a militant music teacher who's just...
Maybe I'll watch it with Tommy Igo. I'm sure he's seen it.
So an ambitious jazz student, Miles, and an aggressive instructor, J.K. Simmons, Paul Reiser co-stars as the boy's father.
Yeah, but it's really about these two dudes, and he's a tyrant.
J.K. Simmons,
late.
He won the Academy Award for that role.
Oh, yeah,
he's great.
He was really good.
Miles Teller,
yeah,
who now we know who he is,
right,
was arrested for public drunkenness at San Diego over the weekend. They came across the police. Were out running around, you know, as they do.
Where was he?
Outside, just milling about.
But any specific? Was he in downtown or in PB? Or
it does not
just,
say.
Just coming back over the border from Mexico?
It doesn't say, actually. They came across Miles and some friends about 12:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. And Miles was blitzed.
Okay.
Apparently, he couldn't even stand on his own. He was doing the sideways walk, too. More like the headlong lurch, you know? The cops could have arrested him right there, but San Diego has a detox program where if you know they round you up for public drunkenness, that you can go lay down and sober up for up to 4 hours, and then if you're okay to go, they will, I guess, they let you go. They
so
don't
not be arrested,
right? They're to just not arrest
draw
him.
You
that's
out.
Good.
Yeah.
So I guess that he did not want to go to this detox thing.
Well, no one would.
And they dropped him off there, and the staff was like, get out. He was totally uncooperative. And so police...
Well, he was probably like, where's the drinks at?
Right. It's only 12:30 at night. I'm totally not done. So the police basically had to arrest him. He says he wasn't arrested, but TMZ is reporting, and the police are saying, no, you were arrested. It's a misdemeanor charge, and he was released about 4 hours later. Miles tweeted, went down to ST to see my body before he deployed. I wasn't arrested. I was detained because there was no evidence to charge me with a crime.
This was the guy. I just remembered. This was the guy who was in negotiations to be in La La Land and negotiated his way right out of a deal.
The biggest picture of the year.
Right. Who was the one that asked for the most money? Was it...
There was a girl,
Emma
too.
Watson and this guy. That's were the right. two. And she wanted them to do rehearsals in London or something?
Mm-hmm. I think she wanted to shoot it there.
And they
were like, I know, it's a Los Angeles movie. It's...
And then
it's in the title.
Right.
Right. TMZ is saying Miles was arrested, and that prompted a follow-up tweet from Miles. Don't believe everything you read, especially from a third-party entertainment news source trying to get clicks. Appreciate the concern. I'll squeeze a few more of these in. Tiger Woods confirmed rumors that he's being treated for prescription drug abuse. He said, I'm currently receiving professional help to manage my medications and the ways that I deal with back pain and a sleep disorder. I want to thank everyone for the amazing outpouring of support. He got a DUI last month. His arraignment has been pushed back to August 9th in Florida. And it's possible he could get the DUI charge downgraded to reckless driving. He could get off with probation, a fine, and a DUI course. They say by going to rehab, that actually shows the judge they're being proactive. It's not an inpatient thing because he was out on Sunday.
Yeah,
there he is with his kids on Father's Day.
That's the problem with someone with so much power like he has, is the doctor would... Most doctors would say, your sleep medicine goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You're a junkie. You're going to just stay up.
Let's get you off all
the meds. Your body falls down.
Right.
And then you'll sleep.
Mm-hmm. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. Gronk.
The Gronk. He's fun.
He is fun. He's there saying he's not just a professional football player. He's also a professional partier. Yeah. He was partying with 20 dudes.
You know, in the dictionary under meathead, there's Gronk.
Yes.
He is.
He's just so simple and fun. You know, not a lot going on there. Yeah, maybe he's a deep well and I just can't see it from where I'm standing.
No, he's a big dumb ox and it's wonderful.
He was partying with 20 dudes at a nightclub called Shrine at the Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut. My parents used to go to Foxwoods all the time. They'd drive down to Connecticut and go to the casino.
Oh.
So they racked up a massive tab, $102,000.
Yeah.
And that's before gratuity, people. TMZ has the receipt, and a representative from this nightclub, Shrine, says it's legit. It's 120 dudes. Keep in mind, it's Gronk and 20 friends. And then everyone, they gathered around them, I guess. 160 bottles of champagne.
Gross.
16 bottles of Grey Goose, 45 orders of Maker's Mark, 24 shots of Jim Beam Fire, and 3 bottles of Don Julio 1942. TMZ says it's pretty likely that the casino actually just was psyched to have Gronk there and footed the bill and probably brought all this stuff over. They're saying these are just what the charges are, and they probably asked for a gratuity based on the things that they gave them.
Oh, all right.
Which, you know, look, $20,000 for a 20% tip. And so out of that, I'm sure what's actually $1,000 worth of booze that they've marked up to.
Yeah, that they could get from Costco.
Right. So,
well, and he's happy to pay that. Credit card points. Boom.
Sure, boom, miles. Anyway, there you go. I'm out of time. What's coming up, Benny?
I'll give you those flex alerts again. Okay. I've also, is this Pride Week? I think it is. And mothers that get shamed by others about their parenting skills and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening this morning. This part of the program is brought to you by GNC. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your next chance to see Coldplay in October at Levi Stadium and be in the running for that trip to see Coldplay in Paris. Now through July 5th, it's GNC's Summer Savings event. Get hot value starting at $9.99 on your favorite essentials, vitamins, fish oil, probiotics, and more. Change begins at GNC.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
So today is a couple things. It's the first day of summer.
When is it? 9 o'clock or something?
9 o'clock tonight,
solstice happens? Uh-huh. What is the solstice exactly?
It doesn't matter. The deal is today is the first day of summer, it's going to be hotter than a huckabuck everywhere. The first day of summer is forecast to bring temps of 119 in Phoenix. In Las Vegas, they're looking at 117. As you know, it's been hot here, too.
Maybe that's where we share the grid with we were talking about.
Vegas?
Just Nevada in general. Yeah. Nevada.
And there's a flex alert being issued across California, just so you know. The state's power grid operator urged people to conserve electricity between 2 p.m. and 9 p.m. today and tomorrow to help avoid potential power outages caused by increased air conditioner use across the grid.
Yeah.
Meaning maybe you could not use the dishwasher or do your
wash
laundry
your clothes.
Or whatever else you're up to.
Just hunker down if you can in those hours.
That's today and tomorrow, everyone. We kind of missed the real kickoff to Pride Week, which was yesterday. But I just wanted to mention, it's Pride Week, everyone.
Have some pride.
And I believe the Pride Parade is this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hope
hopefully
it cools down a little bit.
I think the heat wave breaks on Friday. So.
Oh, okay.
Although, one of the first things I remember about being in San Francisco, living here, I should say, because I've always come up from down south where I grew up. I came downtown because I've always loved just roaming cities and the skylines. And man, if I didn't see men coming from all corners in tight little cutoff jeans with just the most incredible legs. I mean, I really felt bad about myself as I noticed all the really good butt cheeks, nice calves. I'm driving around like, what is going on here today?
Are you guys just taunting me with your beautifully carved calves and your...
And it turns out it was all the people getting ready for Pride Parade
being
that day.
Proud.
Yeah, they were coming down to get in position early.
Oh.
And unbeknownst to me, I didn't get the memo. Mm. I was just down here to roam around.
Right.
And
you never do get the memo about Pride Week, I've noticed. It's made you late for things.
That's what I was thinking. Was that was the one time
he was
late?
Summer thing. We were all waiting for
him.
We had to delay a band by 20 minutes to get Vinny into the park.
Yep.
She's cracking herself
up. She's cracking herself
up.
Exactly what I was thinking.
She's stuck in a man parade.
Right.
I was,
well,
too.
Well, there
that
are women, too, of course.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Trust me, the stress got me back good that day.
Mm.
You don't want to believe it. But I couldn't have been more locked in.
I'm actually glad you were stressed, because if you had been relaxed while we were all hung out, because we had some stress too. We had, 20,000 people there waiting for the next band, and meanwhile you were checking out the parade.
That's not. I'm being framed, everyone. I won't waste your time with the story. But yes, I did get caught south of Market trying to cross. And the worst part was knowing I know how to get to the show. I should have just taken the coast. Why did I come this way? And it's because I'd asked the
GPS to tell you how to get there.
That's when we were doing the Mercedes things.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Mercedes, take me. And that's the way it took me. Did you ever get mom shamed?
Sure. You do things a certain way. You make the mistake of telling someone.
Tell them when you took your kids to McDonald's. Say that story again.
We were meeting a bunch of friends at the zoo for one of those nighttime zoo tours, you know, the zoo after dark.
Here in San Francisco.
And, you know, it's your typical day. You're running around. You're crazy. You're trying to get everyone together and head down. So we stop at a McDonald's. I'm like, we're going to McDonald's. And, it's, you know, we don't go to McDonald's all the time. Try to not take my kids to McDonald's all the time. There's nothing wrong with McDonald's. I just, you know, whatever. That was what we had time for. So we go to McDonald's. We get the stuff. We get there. We pull in next to these friends of ours. And they're acquaintances. They're not, you know, there were some friends of these one set of acquaintances. I open up the door to the minivan, and like basically all the McDonald's bags fall out. So there was no like hiding that we'd gone to. I was like, oh yeah, we're in a hurry. So I stopped, and she goes, McDonald's. I would never let my children eat McDonald's. Oh. And then she walks off into the zoo. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a horrible person. Like, she thinks I'm lame now, my acquaintance.
I've got a list of celebrities. Actress Reese Witherspoon was food shamed for feeding her toddler cinnamon buns for breakfast. People judged.
Oh, what did she put it on Instagram or something?
Yeah, these are people who've, you know, shown pieces, glimpses into their lives. Right. And then the next thing you know,
they're punished for it.
Right. They're hearing it. Feeding your child baby formula instead of
breast milk.
Right. Jessica Simpson caught an earful or a posting full when she had her 5-year-old daughter in a mermaid costume that many felt was far too revealing for a 5-year-old.
Damn.
No shortage of opinions when you are raising a child.
That is true.
6 in 10 mothers of children ages 0 to 5 have been criticized about their parenting. So it's a thing. And that stress really does bum moms out.
Well, it is a bummer because you totally feel judged and you feel not good enough and you're just like, oh God, I'm ruining my children. What have I done? I thought this was just a fun costume I was putting my kid in. I didn't realize the social repercussions.
So I guess maybe the best reason for doing the story is if you want to be helpful, be helpful. If you're just trying to be a dick, don't.
Yeah.
Like, zip it. Go find something better to do with your time than
that. Poop on other people.
Like, what is that?
Right. Well, that's just what we do now. We whatever pops into our head, we comment on social media.
Well, this is the... Christina was at some place public when a lady said something to her about something she was doing with the kid.
Oh my God, what was she doing?
I can't remember. That's the problem, and I don't want to just make up some story, but she came home and said, "Man, this lady said something to me." And Christina's cool.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't engage. She doesn't take the bait.
By the way, this is Dusty we're talking about here just because we never call her.
I can't do it anymore.
All right.
I get my lady, I catch crap for that. I called her my Betty, I catch crap for that. Gooch, turns out it's the middle between your butt and someplace else. Like everything I've tried to do, somehow I get name shamed. Her name's Christina.
Rent
okay?
partner.
Jesus Christ. Rent partner. I've had it.
The missus.
The missus. You can't say that. You haven't married her yet.
Anyway, this lady, Christina, that's the mother of your child, got it. She's pretty cool. She is.
Well,
she's very
pretty
quiet.
Cool, but
she's
came
very
home and was like, I can't believe someone would go out of their way. I don't know this person. And goes out of her way to just snotty comment me. And I don't know what she... I can't remember. I can ask her. I'll text her
Text
she'll
her.
Tell me. But it's trippy. People will
no
say
problem saying stuff.
Even if they don't know you.
No. They just feel that it's their place to let you know that you're doing it wrong.
You don't know.
Right.
But you'd think that if they're so smart,
yeah,
be cool about it.
Right. Where's your perfect kids?
Yeah, where are they?
Yeah, Hooman.
Hooman.
I'm just helping.
You're not helping.
Oh, here's a great story. You've only got a few days left in June, which is the best month for a one-night stand.
Oh, why is that?
According to a study by OkCupid, June is the best month of the year for finding someone for a one-night stand. Maybe it's the, you know, summer's here.
We're all out looking for love.
They found 33% more people looking for the one-night stand in June than the 11 other months of the year.
How strange. Specifically looking for a one-night stand, yeah. Not looking for a hookup. Like, I'm going to be free this summer, and I'm kicking it off with a one-night stand in June.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, they did just break up in February. They've had a couple of months to put the, you know, to get the revenge body going and heal their broken heart. Now they're ready to party, ready for a summer fling.
This is your month, Who Man. You got 10 days left or so.
I mean, it's been 4 years. 4 years.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Wow. The crowd's going crazy on this one, huh? Wow. All right. Well, no one hold their breaths.
Really? You can't get that done for us,
I
huh?
I have a feeling I'll probably end up disappointing.
Well, look.
But who knows what'll happen at the Fairmont Sonoma, Michigan.
I'm not just going to say that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
go
man,
ahead.
We could get you all hooked up.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, we'll
we
see.
We can do like a lineup of chicks that want to hang with
anybody
that wants a one-night stand, get on this side of the, and we'll put whom in and you can choose.
All right. Well,
that seems totally reasonable.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I work for CBS. There's, you know, certain morals and ethics.
Not at the Secret
CBS
Show. Secret
wants
Show's
you
a whole
to do
separate
it.
Thing. Yep.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
Ratings.
I can get a memo produced if you want it.
Oh,
wait
yes.
a minute. Are you telling me Leslie Moonves called you and told gave you the okay on this?
Yeah. He was like, you know what?
Yep.
Hooman is sounding frustrated.
Is that what he said?
Sounding stressed out.
Wow.
He loves the show, so he was, you know, he's concerned about you. Mm. So we're gonna hook you up.
What did some what
the
did
Fairmont
some
Hotel
say?
Oh, Sumner didn't comment on it. He's busy drinking his smoothie. He's eating his pudding. Yeah. He's busy drooling from one side of his mouth.
Stop. All
right. Come on.
You better stop right
now.
No,
it's true.
Hey.
Is it the one side because he had a stroke?
Oh, did he?
No.
He's
just old.
Oh.
He doesn't have teeth on that side or something.
Oh, God.
I don't know why, Vinny. I'm up in his grill, you know.
Okay. Apparently you are.
It'd be nice if we came to his attention. So maybe I should say more.
I think he's got his hands full.
Yeah, I think so too.
How does a Lucky Charms milkshake sound?
I don't know.
Oh.
A lot of times people milkshake things that should just be, they're better unbastardized. Like I would love a bowl of Lucky Charms. I don't think I want a Lucky Charms milkshake.
All right. Well, I was going to say Burger King just launched the Lucky Charms milkshake.
Well, I might have to try it.
All right. Well, just
should I swing by there and pick
I'm
one
just
up?
Giving
just
you
show
a heads
research.
Up.
I mean, it's research for the program.
Sure.
It sounds like that terrible drink we had from the Starbucks.
It does. Just like super sweet and pink and blue. And
well, you know, they aren't selling that though as a milkshake. They're selling that as coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever that was not.
They're selling that as an Instagram ploy.
Yeah.
They're like, we want social media to care about us.
Well, it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
I tasted it and went.
And we all Instagrammed it.
No thanks.
Yeah. Remember that week after they're like, oh my God, that was great. We got so many hits on Instagram. This is like, it's free advertising.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. A lot of people wrote in. Whiplash is the movie you're talking about.
That was the movie.
Whiplash is the movie that boy's in that went out and got loaded. He just wanted a party.
Yeah, sure. I agree. We spent 5 minutes trying to figure. There was like, we couldn't think of any of the other actors' names in it. It's like, it's a drum movie. And that's what we had to work on. That and Miles Teller.
925 says, not to sound like a total hippie, but you'd be surprised how much essential oils can heal pain. My mom uses them for rheumatoid arthritis, and I use them for pain due to several car accidents and chronic pain in my neck and back.
Mm.
I have heard the people
with the essential, they're adamant that they work.
They'll get rid of colds.
Yeah.
And every time it's brought up to me, I just these essential the mystery of the essential oils. Nope, yeah. I haven't.
No.
I'm just gonna drink some water and wait for this thing to pass.
Right. I bet you Hooman of all of us, Hooman's the one who'd go essential oils, right, Hooman?
Yeah, no, I've done it. I've done essential oils. I went to an essential oil therapy session one time.
Oh. Did you feel better afterward?
To me, it's like that. It's just too much. Like when they aerate them into a room, I'm just like, oh my God, I cannot get away from the smell.
I mean, I probably am, but you guys are so sensitive to smell that
I'm pretty sensitive to it. Yuzi is, right?
No, but Yuzette likes nice scents.
I like that stuff. Yeah.
Me and Yuzette like it.
Wear
We're normal. The rest of you guys worry me.
Is that a brooch on your suit jacket?
It is, yes. It is a brooch.
Oh, a brooch. You're wearing a brooch. What? Oh. Where are you going today? Look at the suit jacket hanging there.
What is that?
Jesus. What is that? The Royal Order of the Navy? I don't know. What?
Men wear brooches?
Somebody put it on my blue blazer. You don't need to hold it up.
I do. The camera needs to
It's fully bejeweled. What is it?
It's far too big.
It looks like a jelly donut with a red ruby
on it. Why don't you maybe use that as a tie tack, but really, it's
a
too much
or a
for
belt
the,
buckle.
The collar. It? Yeah, it's a belt
humongous.
Buckle size.
Is it? All right.
Where are you going?
I'm just going to have to have a lunch.
Where?
You
someplace
have
fancy?
To have a lunch?
Thank you. Well, you know, he says.
I'll tell you more. I don't know.
Yeah, tell us more.
Yeah, we want to know where you have to wear a shirt.
More. There's a big jacket with a giant gold brooch on it in the other room. I looked at Yuzi and my eye was, it went straight to the brooch above her shoulder.
Well, it is shiny.
Yeah.
I started thinking, do I have a brooch?
No, it's behind you on that jacket there.
Where are you going to go to lunch, woman?
You know.
Why can't you say?
Just.
Is it like a secret venture capitalist thing?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, it is.
It's about Olive?
Well, I don't know.
Well, is it or not?
No, not I mean, sort of, but in a roundabout sort of way.
Why won't you say?
Because there's really not anything to say until, you know, something happens. So. No, the answer is no.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. The 50 movies your kids should see before they turn 11. I won't do all 50.
All right.
But I thought this was interesting for you.
I like it.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.